The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot Wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies. Welcome to a victory edition of Tech Talk Live, originating from our home radio booth inside Lane Stadium. John Laser, indeed, alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and joined, as we are each and every Monday, by head football coach Justin Fuente. And, Coach, as always, we say thank you for coming over and giving us an hour of your time. But this week we add congratulations. First question to you, after all that you and the program have gone through over the last number of weeks, how gratifying was Saturday night, and what aspect were you the most proud of?
Oh, what a team victory. And I don't mean just the players. Obviously, the players went out there and played their tails off. And we made plenty of mistakes, and there's lots of things to correct. But you just talk about a group of people that came together to try and help us pull this off. And I'm talking about a recruiting department. We're pulling people out of recruiting department and giving them a headset and having them chart the game. We've got Doc Rogers and Mike Goforth doing everything they can to help us make it to the game. Obviously, young coaches put in old coaches' positions, kind of, so to speak, and just a really remarkable effort by everybody involved. And I couldn't be more proud of our guys. You know, we got delivered, you know, news, but we were kind of prepared that we could always have something the day of the game, and, you know, that may happen again. Who knows? But, you know, we just went about fixing problems, and that's what I was most pleased about, is just as a staff, well, when we were dealt a blow leading into the game, we just went to try and fix it, and then ultimately give our kids a chance to go play, and they went out there and got a victory.
How proud of you were of Ryan Smith? I mean, you talk about having to adjust on the fly and whatnot. You find out in the morning, I guess, about Jay Ham and whatnot, and probably maybe it helped him a little bit having an 8 o'clock game. Kind of gather his thoughts a little bit.
Yeah, a little time to think. But I tell you, you know, and this is important really to everybody. And you know, when I was an offensive coordinator, I always used to talk to the graduate assistants that worked on the offensive side of the ball and say, "You're not a graduate assistant. You're the offensive coordinator. That's how you've got to think. You know, you don't think like the lowest guy on the totem pole. Like, think about acting and thinking like the person that's got to actually call the game. And if you do that, you'll be a great GA. That doesn't mean you need to tell me what to do on third and four, but that means you need to think that way in our preparation. And Ryan does that every single week. Now, we've only been to 1 week together, but that's one of the things that we talked about leading into it, is you have to think like that person. And ultimately, that's the best way to serve or to help that person be successful, the person that's in charge, is if you put yourself in that space and try to think like they do, or what will they need, or what will happen, and try and play the game. And Ryan had already been doing that. And I do think it helped a little bit that we did it in scrimmage number two in fall camp on both sides of the ball. But, you know, to tell him that news, to have him not bat an eye, go about preparing. I walked into the defensive meeting. I told him exactly what happened. I told him they didn't even know that we'd actually already practiced it in fall camp. We didn't tell anybody. I told him we'd already done it, and, you know, he's going to do great. And he did. I mean, he just he went out there and you know, was calm, cool, and collected, and called a great game.
Coach, how was that done logistically? Was he able to have any contact with Jayham at all, even if just at halftime or at any point in the game?
No. You know, there's COVID rules, and then there's the rules of football, you know, and we're supposed to be in contact, because, you know, obviously we talked about all these scenarios and solutions, and the bottom line is, you know, that's, you're not supposed to do those things, guys that aren't at the game and that sort of stuff. So we just, Jayham had to sit and suffer at home and watch him play from his couch, and we had to use the resources we had here at the game.
Awesome stuff. Ryan Smith walked by him today. He was talking to somebody on the phone, and he said, you know, if I put you outside, I could have called that a little bit more. So he's thinking like the defensive coordinator, coming off a big night for Virginia Tech on Saturday night. The Hokies now 1-0, and of course, they head on the road for the first time this coming Saturday. Wallace Wade Stadium, 4 o'clock kickoff. Mike and I and the rest of our crew on the air at 2:30. We're just getting started tonight. However, this is Tech Talk Live featuring head coach Justin Fuente. Much more with the head coach after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalino's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build? First Bank and Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
On the defensive front and 7 in the box for the Wolfpack. High snap, corralled, handed to Herbert. Big hole left, rumbling through at 30, 25, 20, running away from the Wolfpack. Nothing now in front of him. Near corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Tech! Touchdown, Khalil Herbert!
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live continues as you listen to the first touchdown of the season for Virginia Tech. Khalil Herbert from 37 yards out, and we are going to get to that run game with head coach Justin Fuente. But, Coach, I just heard the crack of a can down there, so it might mean we're ready for our Coke read. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. And, Foo, I apologize. I meant to open the show this way, and I was so excited about the win that I forgot. We have to say happy 9th birthday to your middle daughter, Caroline Fuente. Happy birthday today. I noticed, though, the other night, Cecilia was the only daughter that made it to the end of the night game. At what age are you able to stay the whole time?
Well, that's up to the sleep warden. She determines how old you have to be. Cecilia, I don't think you could have drug her out of there kicking and screaming. Like she wants to stay. And Caroline wanted to stay. She's getting into it. What we did was we just had a babysitter take them, the two little ones at halftime. And I guess Charlotte told the babysitter, I hope you know about football because I don't know anything about what's going on. So she's a very honest child. But she's getting into it a little bit more. But Caroline is turned 9 today. Big happiness. They had a little birthday party, I guess you could say, now in COVID times. But they went and did a craft together, a bunch of other little 9-year-old girls, and they all had their masks on. They look like bunch of little 9-year-old girl bank robbers sitting in there doing a craft. So,
Jenny's gonna love that. The new title, Sleep Warden.
Oh, I'm sure I'll hear about it as soon as they get home.
Lays mentioned the running game. How about Brock Hoffman? Man, you had to be happy for him too. Got named today the ACC Lineman of the Week, and he was up against a dude there, McNeil. That guy's 320 pounds. We'll see him on Sundays. He had a heck of a game.
He really did. And you know, Brock had obviously a lot of emotions. He was anxious to get back on the field. But the thing about Brock is he's never really backed down from a challenge. And he knew he was going to be challenged with their nose guard. I mean, that's part of the reason. You know, we have some flexibility there, you know, that we've got some other guys that can play center and Brock can move to guard and that kind of stuff. But, you know, lining Brock up with Aleem we thought was a good way to start the game out and see how it goes. And he certainly didn't back down from the challenge. In fact, excelled and did a fine job against a really good football player.
Coach, you were telling me just a few days ago how excited you were about Luke Tenuta in the camp and the lead up to the season that he has had. And he ranked out as the top rated right tackle in the country for the week. Can you just talk about what has led to that excitement and how far he has developed as a player from last year to this year?
Well, I can still remember. Of course, I don't know if you all know this, but I've known Luke's dad is a college coach, and Luke's dad was a DB coach at Oklahoma when I was a freshman scout team quarterback. So in some ways, I was Luke Tenuta's dad's scout team quarterback for a year. And so having been around his dad for that year, I knew how Luke was raised, right? He was raised up tough and right and taught to do the right thing. And I've just been really impressed with his work ethic and development. I'll never forget going to his home visit and him coming to the door with no shoes on and me thinking the guy is 4 inches taller than I actually thought he was. And I thought he was really, really tall. I mean, this is a humongous man that continues to work and develop his craft and, you know, actually played some left tackle in the game as well. Just has been a fantastic player. He's got a really, really bright future.
We talked about Khalil Herbert. Man, what a debut he has. 6 carries, has over 100 yards. Just about what he brings to the table, and obviously showed his skill and versatility there with the catch as well, with a heck of a run.
Yeah, he's got good hands. He's a talented back. You know, I've been really pleased with him. And, you know, again, and we touched about it on the press conference today. We have done our homework on these players that we've brought in here, and we've got some really high class individuals. I'm just so excited. They're good football players, but even better people. And Khalil's no exception, just a great family, and awfully happy that he's here, but he's certainly got some talent and he showed it on Saturday.
Coach, the whole team, of course, played so well on Saturday night, but I know that you always look at things through a what-you-could-have-done-better lens. Were there certain aspects that you could tell or guys that were slowed by what had transpired over the previous couple of weeks?
Oh, certainly. I mean, Raheem had been out for some time, and, you know, he got pretty tired pretty quick, got cramped up a little bit, and, you know, he told me after the game, it's the worst game he's ever played. I said, well, if one touchdown and, you know, it's the worst game you've ever played, that's pretty good. But he, you know, we saw the effects of that on several people. That's part of the reason why we tried to play so many guys. You know, and when you look at the film, you realize, oh my goodness, look at all the mistakes we made. I mean, on special teams, we were not where we need to be at all. I mean, we brag about Khalil, but Khalil made a mistake that we got away with on kickoff return on the ball that was kind of tumbling in the corner. We need to let that ball go.
Yeah, that was close to stepping out.
Yeah, we had a couple issues on the punt team. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff for us to get better. We had some adjustments at halftime that we got communicated defensively that we didn't get executed, you know. So there's a bunch of things. I talked to Jay Hamm about it on the phone today that, you know, we got to make sure that we get cleaned up as we move forward. So I definitely saw it. I feel blessed and lucky that we were able to hide it, and it didn't cost us in a big way. Our kids played so hard, and we have enough talent that they could still find a way to win the game.
Voice you're hearing is Justin Fuente. We're recapping a 45-24 victory for the Hokies right here at Lane Stadium. They head on the road for the first time this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock kick with the Duke Blue Devils. A little later on, we will put an eye on the Blue Devils, but on the other side, we continue to look back on the Hokies' triumph in their season opener. More Tech Talk Live next across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
At Carilion Clinic, safety has always been our top priority. That's why we mask, shield, clean, screen, and go beyond what's required to keep you and everyone taking care of you safe. Don't put your health on hold. From our hospitals to your family doctor and even connecting from home, get the expert-level care you expect. That's what seeing you safely looks like at Carilion Clinic.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Defensive line for Tech. Soft coverage. Hockman straight drop. Whipping it out, and it's intercepted by a diving Divine Diablo near sideline at the 33-yard line. He stepped in front of Rooks and took it away.
The latest Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Touchdown victory over the NC State Wolfpack. This is Tech Talk Live. John Lazor alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head coach Justin Fuente. The show presented by Campus Cookies. Hokies, check out Hokie-operated Campus Cookies online for local delivery and national shipping. That's campuscookie.com for the best game day treats. Coach, clearly going into that game, you'd known for a little while you'd be without Hendon Hooker. Braxton Burmeister was clearly ready to start that game, looked very impressive, but then so did Quincy Patterson after a hand cramp issue. Hendon back at practice now this week. How will you approach your quarterback situation going forward?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it?
That's why I asked.
I can't believe nobody asked that today, really.
They knew you weren't going to name a
story. We're going to continue to do like we're doing with the whole team. We got to get everybody ready to play. I mean, there's just too much uncertainty out there to do it any other way, in my opinion. So we'll show up tomorrow morning and start rolling guys and getting them. I feel good about all three. You know, we all have identity with all of them, and capabilities, and so we'll try and get them all ready to play.
I know Coach Doran mentioned a big thing about let's try to get started fast. That's what they were able to do against Wake Forest. And, you know, you guys shut the door with Diablo's interception, the second possession, and then start the second half. You know, Breon gets that. How big was that? I mean, it kind of got you guys started in both halves.
Well, absolutely. You know, the start of the game, I don't think you could draw it up any better. You know, we get a big run to flip the field on the very first play of the game, and the drive kind of stalls out, and Breon kicks a field goal, and then we go three and out, or however it all worked out. We get an interception, and we get rolling up 17, and then it was like, you know, everybody realized that they were tired, you know, like all the emotion and the energy and everything. It kind of took our breath away a little bit there. And then we finished the first half really well. And then to come in the second half, you know, with still so much football left to play and to get a big play there by Breon. I wish he would have scored, but he got a lot of flack for getting tackled by the quarterback, as you can imagine. But
we touched on that on the air.
But was a heck of a play, and awfully proud to see him have success and really kind of set the tone there in the second half.
So, Coach Fu, so we have a tradition here, obviously, that the guys get to carry flags out to the field, and they have three members of the Corps Cadets there waiting for them. And three new guys got to carry it out this time, and you talk about Reed, Herbert, and Hoffman. Kind of walk us through the process, share it with our listeners, how that comes about, who gets the honor, and how cool that is.
Sure. So, usually, that's, you know, roughly, it's not always because captains can't do it because they're usually out there, but it's usually the players of the week from the week before. We try and let them kind of have that honor. But the first game of the year, obviously we don't have any players of the week from the week before, so I get to pick them. And, you know, quite honestly, it was just a little bit of my way of saying that we're winning the transfer portal battle. You know, like, I don't know that anybody's benefited more in the entire country from what we've added through that. You know, we kind of laugh in the office about all the junk that you hear out there, but I'm awfully proud of these guys. You know, I'm awfully proud of the people they are. You know, we saw that they're productive players. You guys, everybody could see that in the game. But, you know, there's just, you know, there's a little bit something to, we've been able to take some older kids in that are high character kids that want to work hard and want a chance to play for Virginia Tech. And I'm just as proud of them as I am the other guys we have in our program. So, and we still have a few more to get to that we'll get to shortly, but I just, you know, it's kind of a way for me to let those guys be front and center because they haven't been around as long as some of the other ones.
Coach, we mentioned the pressure that you were able to get on the defensive side of the ball. NC State, six sacks in this game. Justice Reed, a couple of those, and we already discussed Ryan Smith doing a phenomenal job calling the defense. What was your assessment coming out of the secondary in that game, namely the corners? Breon Murray had the interception. Divine Diablo had an interception, and you were able to cycle some guys.
Yeah, we were. I thought our guys played well. You know, we look a little different than maybe we have in years past. I mean, we have maybe a little bit more protection for our guys in the back end than we've had before. That, you know, doesn't make anything right or wrong. It's just going to look a little bit different. And, you know, I think people probably saw that. But if we really want to be able to obviously rush the passer, put pressure on them, and change up our looks in the back end. And we changed up those looks. And sometimes we were, pretty good in coverage and pretty good in terms of checking things to formations and that sort of stuff. And then we had some things that we need to work on. But, you know, getting those guys moving around and showing them some different looks, I thought was pretty beneficial.
You were very productive in the run game. And overall, I mean, you averaged just incredible numbers per play and per run. Not very successful on third down. I think it was 2 for 9. Did you see anything glaring there that came out? It was just a matter of just didn't execute those downs?
No, I didn't. You know, like in the middle of the game, I didn't. You know, we had one early third down that I really thought was going to be a good play, and we didn't execute a block very well. And, you know, a thing here or a thing there. I was really, you know, pretty disappointed in our third and one. You know, we tried to go quick and run the inside zone and try and plug it up in there for one. We actually had it up pretty well. They just fed the ball directly to the unblocked hat, and he was right at the line of scrimmage. So I was disappointed in that, in those two plays, which just a little better execution or push on those two plays would have helped their numbers out a little bit. But it's something we'll have to be conscientious of. Obviously, staying on the field on third down is incredibly important. It's not going to all be, you know, big runs running down the sidelines. Like, you're going to have to be able to maintain drives to continue to give yourself those opportunities to be aggressive and tee up plays. That's what first down and second and medium is all about, is having a chance to be aggressive or set things up. And, you know, you only get the more of those you get, the better off you can be. And obviously you get those by staying on the field on third down.
Foo, what has led to the dramatic improvement in Brian Johnson? I couldn't help but notice during fall camp that his leg seems much stronger. He seems a heck of a lot more confident, and that showed up in the game, of course.
I don't know. I just tell him good job, you know. I don't know. Like, I feel like there was a time in the season last year when, you know, we kind of made a decision. We kind of had a philosophical decision with what we were going to do when the ball crossed midfield, and that was basically we're going to treat second down like third down, and if we could get it into fourth and manageable, we were going to go for it. And I feel like the byproduct of that was, you know, we had more productive drives. We got more of those fourth downs and turned them into first downs, but we kicked shorter field goals. And I think he got more and more confident with that. And then as the season went along, towards the end of the year, we had some of those drives where we couldn't go for it on fourth down, and he made some longer field goals. And I think it's carried over into the season. It just seems to be swinging it really well, I guess, and feeling pretty comfortable. And it's been fun to watch him have success, because I know he's worked awfully hard.
Crowd noise. I know you talked about some places it's like a rock concert, some it's like church. How'd you feel like the atmosphere was in here and all that?
It was really surreal, to be honest with you, to be standing there in the tunnel with the team behind us and Tom Gabbert giving me the countdown with Enter Sandman, and then be given the go sign, and what is usually such an unbelievable rush of emotions, a sensory overload is really what it is. Like, you can feel it in your fingertips and your toes, and the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and you get goosebumps. It's just an unbelievable rush of sensory overload. And it was not that. Like, needless to say, I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. It's sure. What we're living in. I mean, it just, you come out and, you know, what usually happens doesn't happen, and it's just different and odd all in the same. But the guys played hard, you know. The guys wanted to win the game, and I've said it on this show, and I've told our kids this before, like, you're going to want to win, guys. Like, you get out there on the field, it's a competitive event, you're going to want to win whether there's people there or not. Now, do our fans, you know, help fuel us and create emotion, all that stuff? Absolutely. But, you know, it's up to us to bring it ourselves. So it was a surreal experience. I hope we don't have a lot of this. You know what I mean? Like, I know we all do, and I know our fans miss. I thought of that on Sunday. I thought, you know, our fans would have had an unbelievable time. That's such a shame. They would have had so much fun at that game, seeing new guys make plays and, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that came with the game. They would have really had fun.
I couldn't help but notice, Foo, we were joking about it on the pregame conversation, that you were planning on taking the quick right out of the tunnel this time, and Brian Johnson escorted you so you weren't running alone.
Yeah, I'm all about getting out of the way. I'll take anybody with me. It doesn't matter, just as long as I don't get trampled by the big guys.
It was a surreal night here inside Lane Stadium, and it was a victorious night for the Hokies as they down NC State 45-24, 1-0 as they head on the road for the first time. Speaking of the road, Tech Talk Live presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. On the other side, we continue to look back on that win and also transition into looking at the next opponent for the Hokies, the Duke Blue Devils. Straight ahead across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon. It comes with the territory.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Third down at 5 for the Wolfpack from their own 30. Snap it to Hockman. Three receivers out left. That's the side he's looking. Now tucking. Now trying to run, and he will not have a chance. Second sack for Justice Reed.
It's Monday night, and you're dialed in to Tech Talk Live. Presented by First and Main. For the latest Hokie scoop, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg as we're joined, as we are each and every Monday night, by head coach Justin Fuente. That's the second sack of the night for Justice Reed, a six-sack performance in the defensive debut for the Hokies in 2020. TTL presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Coach, I know that you were talking earlier today about it, and I know this much is true. Just like it wasn't cut and dry last week in terms of all the guys were not going to be back on a certain day, you got on the field, you play very well, you get the win. Doesn't mean, obviously, you're through the challenges of this pandemic. What will this week be like with the dual challenges of preparing for Duke, but also working the guys back in from a conditioning sense?
Yeah, you said it. You know, I woke up Sunday morning feeling relieved, and you know, like we're through this kind of deal for a little bit, and I'm driving to work thinking we're not through anything. You know, we still got coaches out and players out and all that sort of stuff. So we'll continue to operate like we did last week in terms of keeping the coaches and the players that aren't here physically involved virtually. Some of them will be running their meetings virtually, so on and so forth. And then, I hope, we had another round of testing today. Hopefully it goes well. But I hope that we'll have more players back so that we can do a little more scout work and that sort of stuff. Just our numbers will be a little bit better so we can get a little more offense and defense specific work instead of servicing each other the whole time. And then we'll have to do a little bit of extra to go make sure we're getting in shape. You know, like we're okay shape. Like we finished the game well, and we did all those sorts of things, but there's just no substitute for playing a little bit more. And I think we need a little bit of extra work there, in the first of the week.
Coach, you touched on a little bit about special teams, but obviously not having Oscar Shadley kind of reared itself a little bit. But talk about what Oscar Bradburn was able to do, punting the football, picking up that errant snap, and then he flipped the field that one time when you had a drive started at the 8. You got, I think, one first down, and then he flips the field to the 7-yard line the other way. And Tavion's returning the punts and whatnot. Just kind of go through the special teams.
Well, I thought Enzo filled in admirably. Oscar Bradburn did a great job fielding a low snap and getting the ball off. We made tons of mistakes, but we did a lot of good things too. I didn't really like how we finished the game on our punt return unit. Like we should have been a little bit more productive there. I thought we got a little casual at times when the game was approaching out of reach. I didn't feel like it was out of reach, but I just felt like there was a little bit of a let up there in our focus and our intensity that I wasn't pleased with. The first kickoff return, there's six guys that do an unbelievable job. There's one or two guys that, weren't as sharp as we needed them to be. Otherwise, we had a chance to have a much bigger return. So, obviously the guys that actually kicked the ball did a fantastic job. Brian kicked it through the uprights. Oscar kicked it for a large net. But we have lots of work to do in terms of getting to where we need to get in terms of our coverage units. And then we've got a chance to make more plays in our return units. I think we have maybe more chances this year than we've ever had, at least since I've been here, to impact the game on our return units because of some of the people that are catching the ball, with the exception of maybe Greg Stroman when he was returning punts because he was pretty special. But I think we have a chance to impact the game. We did not do that. The good news is nothing terrible happened, but we didn't create enough a momentum for our football team on special teams, and we need to do that.
All right, it's time for Are You Ready for Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at the stadium or following the Hokies at home. And, Coach, you look at the Duke Blue Devils, and they've had some trouble with turnovers early in this season. They've also played a pretty difficult schedule to this point, but a very stout and experienced defensive team. Just your overall synopsis as you look at them going into this weekend.
Well, I'd say in short, they're a fantastic defensive team, and they've struggled offensively. The thing I do know about David Cutcliffe is he'll get it fixed on offense. They've got 14 turnovers in three games, and that's not going to continue. Their offense has just kind of left their defense out there a few times. That's why I think the statistics aren't as favorable for the defense as they should be. They are experienced. They are fast. They are physical. They play tight coverage. They understand their scheme. They will take chances in the special teams area. They're just getting things ironed out offensively away from being back to being pretty productive. So this would be a tremendous challenge. You just watched the Virginia game. And with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, Duke is up by 3 with the ball on the Virginia 25-yard line, first and 10. Going in to go up 10, heading into the fourth quarter, and they throw an interception on a trick play, and then I think they turn it over the next several possessions, and Virginia ends up winning comfortably. But that game was tight. Duke had the lead. They played Notre Dame socks off now, I'm telling you, in the first game of the year. So this is going to be a heck of a challenge for us. Defensively, they're pretty darn good.
Last year, the Friday night game here was kind of the turning point of the season when second quarter they scored 3 touchdowns, kind of got out of hand there. How much time do you spend on that, talking to the guys? What kind of memory bank do they have for that game and whatnot?
Well, they certainly – we talk about it. I mean, we're not going to ignore it, but that's just part of the story. The other part is, can we get ready in 1 week to go play a game? How good do we want to be? Do we want to continue to – try and improve? Can we take coaching and take the things that we didn't do well? Can we adapt to a different scheme and be ready to play at a high level? Or are we just a one-game deal and then we'll see how the rest of this goes? Like, how good do we really want to be? Do we want to see if we can be the best that our talent will let us be? So there's a lot to it, but they certainly came in here and beat the brakes off of us. I mean, we shouldn't sugarcoat it. They came in here and exposed us for what we were, which is a soft football team. And we responded to that. Now we have a chance to you know, say we have changed, and we get a chance to play the same opponent basically a year later, and we'll see how far we've come.
That opponent, the Duke Blue Devils, the Hokies hoping to have more fun as they did this previous Saturday with a win over NC State. One thing we know for sure, though, is that we will have fun with Foo on the other side as Tech Talk Live continues. And we have one final segment with the head coach. You'll hear that across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's finally college football season, and you know what that means. Watch parties, food, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head out, you need a game plan for a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Have a game plan today for a sober driver, and always buckle up.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hall, Executive Director of the Virginia Lottery. Since 1999, the lottery has contributed over $10 billion to Virginia's K-12 public education. Last year alone, we raised nearly $600 million for our schools, and we couldn't have done it without you, our players. A portion of every dollar spent on the lottery supports school programs in every community in Virginia. Now that's a big win we can all celebrate.
The Virginia Lottery, good fun for a great cause.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. It's time to undo the top button on your polo and throw away the playbook. Let's take a break from football and have some fun with Foo. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Lazor.
Hokies 1-0 since we debuted our snazzy Fun with Foo liner, bringing us back in here for our final segment with the head coach. Coach, I'm dying to get your thoughts on Cobra Kai, and we'll do that in just a moment. But I was actually walking with you and Jenny and Cecilia over to your radio interview with Mike after the game, and Cecilia said, "Daddy, good job." And Jenny, of course, was smiling broadly. And it just seems like your family is so settled here in Blacksburg, and it was fun to see you guys back in your natural element, I guess, on Saturday.
Well, it's, you know, I've often said this, and, you know, football is football, and getting involved in these kids' lives is special. But sharing moments with other people, to me, is the best part of all of this. And when you play a game or win a game and, you know, you get to share in that elation because our families live through this too now. I mean, don't think for one second they aren't fully vested in it and really fully vested in Blacksburg too. You know, I mean, obviously my children are elementary school age, one's in middle school, and, you know, they long to go to school on normal days again, but they love their school. And, you know, we enjoy our lives here, which is centered around our job and our family, and you know, having them around as a part of our job and a part of our kids being our players' lives has been the way that I've always wanted to do it. And that's what, you know, that's how we try and incorporate all of these things at once in a kind of a hectic world.
after everything you went through, getting through this game, the relief that you felt and whatnot. Talk to me about what your post game was like. You know, is it based on the time of day, about what you go through? Is there a routine you go through post game? Do you chill a little bit? Do you have a little fun, or were you just so exhausted it was like, I'm done?
No, I tell you what we did. It was pretty cool. So we went home, and the little girls were in bed asleep, and I of course it was late. I don't know what time it was, but I said, Cecilia, let's go watch it on TV. So we went downstairs with Mom and Cecilia, and sat down and just kind of ran through it on TV. And of course, I made a couple notes that we needed to talk about on staff, some things I could see on the TV copy. But it's pretty cool. Like both of them actually like to know some of the inside things that actually happened. You know, like, you know, what we were doing here, how it worked. And of course, I like talking about that kind of stuff with them. And so we watched it. Cecilia didn't make it through the whole thing. Again, Mom checked in on time to go to bed, so she went to bed. But me and Jen sat up and watched it on TV and kind of unwound a little bit. I was pretty tired, though. You know, it didn't take me very long to fall asleep, I can tell you that much.
Coach, 3 weeks ago, we discussed Cobra Kai, but you hadn't seen it. You said the staff was all over you to watch it. I was all over you to watch it. And now you've watched it, and I know our listeners are eager to get your review. We know season one was fire, but now you're through both seasons.
Yeah, I'm just fantastic. My wife has, you know, often I get engrossed in some of these shows like Yellowstone or Cobra Kai or whatever it is, and, you know, it's pretty cool because I'll get home at night and I'll watch 15 minutes and then just go to bed. But, like, that's my 15 minutes of being – of kind of unwinding before I go to sleep. But like she accused me of having man crushes on people. So like Yellowstone, I love Rip, you know? And now I'm like, Johnny Lawrence is like my favorite guy now. Like just when Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso are on the screen together, it's just pure cinematic gold. I just, you know, all of a sudden I'm 12 years old again, watching Karate Kid and seeing the mean, the thing that's so awesome about Johnny is there's goodness in there, but it, you know, he can't let it out, right? It can't escape. So I'm in. It wasn't as good as season one, but I'm looking forward to season three. I can tell you that.
Allie's coming back.
I hope so. Elizabeth Shue, get her back on. Like, I don't know if she's too big a star to come back for that or what, but like, I really hope that she makes a comeback. You know, I love that Johnny's aversion to technology. I think that's hilarious, and the fact that she direct messaged him back as he chunked his iPhone onto the beach was classic ending to season two.
Coach, I had one quick one for you too, because you obviously were a quarterback, played at a high level and whatnot. Did you ever get yourself in a situation where you're sitting out there and you're about to throw a pick six, like Breon's coming down the field, and you got to go make a play?
Yes, I never played at a high level.
Yeah,
I was on
did.
A team
on.
At a high level, but I never really played. Yes, I have been in that situation. Unfortunately,
and?
more than one time, and I never made the tackle. Okay, once was an interception. My guy that got drafted in about the second round and played about 15 years in the NFL in college, and I didn't even come close. Like I had an angle, and I didn't even come close. The other one was a fumble that I didn't I didn't fumble the ball, but somehow it was at Texas Tech, and I was running as hard as I could, which is not very fast, okay? So, and I mean, I've got a beat on him, and I'm going to get him out of bounds. And what he did, what Breon didn't do, is he stuck his foot in the ground and cut back right underneath me, and I like to broke my leg. I mean, I went down in a heap. Like, it's a miracle I got up, because I wasn't that good an athlete anyway, and he just walked into the end zone. So I've been in that situation twice, and I'm 0-2. So I could be in it 100 times. I'd probably be 0-100, to be honest with you.
But what's important is the Hokies are 1-0, and Foo, you know, having seen what you guys have gone through the last 3 weeks, just proud of you guys, proud of the team. Congratulations on the week, and we'll look for more success on Saturday. Thank you so much for coming over, as always.
No problem. I enjoyed it. We're looking forward to it. And again, just awfully proud and happy for everybody involved in this thing. It was quite an effort by everyone involved.
Head coach Justin Fuente, as always, gracious with his time and giving a spot-on review of Cobra Kai along the way as well. One more segment of Tech Talk Live. Mike Burnup and I are back to set you up for the first road trip of the year for Virginia Tech. We do that after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tackle even your toughest business challenges with support from the First Bank and Trust Company. Hi, I'm Misty Pack, Business Relationship Manager for First Bank and Trust Company. We're in the business of supporting your business. That's why we have a team specifically dedicated to supporting payroll, credit card processing, remote deposit, and other business operating needs. Make us your first choice for business solutions, backed by the local support of our team. Call us today at 276-227-0722 for a free consultation. Member FDIC.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Talk Live continues and concludes from the radio booth inside Lane Stadium, where my Hall of Fame partner Mike Burnup and I had a rollicking good time on Saturday night. Mike, as Coach Fuente said, it was surreal. It just doesn't come anywhere in the vicinity of close to the experience that Lane Stadium generally is. I found myself trying to summon my own energy up here, and fortunately the Hokies played so well that it was relatively easy to do on Saturday, and that's where I wanted to get your thoughts, because you hear the genuine pride in the voice of Coach Fuente. You and I get a little more inside look than most people at what's going on around here. We know what this program has been through in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but just to have that many guys have no or maybe a half a practice before a game, couldn't even do scout stuff, and then to not have your defensive coordinator, what the Hokies accomplished on Saturday has gotten a lot of credit, and quite frankly, I don't think it's gotten enough.
Well, I agree with you, ladies, especially on defense. When you think about what Ryan Smith was able to do and not have several of his coaches, Coach Clay's, you know, he's not there, Tapp's not there. I mean, just think about Jay Ham. I mean, good Lord, the things that they went through to get that. And you're talking about guys that did. I wanted to ask him about Christian Darrisaw. Well, here's a guy that hardly practiced at all, and yet he's out there playing his fanny off there for 4 quarters. And a big dude like that, man, that takes some stamina to do that. So it was sad for the fans that they couldn't be here to enjoy it, because it was certainly a heck of a game.
No doubt it was. It was a heck of a start to the year for Virginia Tech. 1-0 on the road, Wallace Wade Stadium on Saturday, 4 o'clock kick time. Mike, myself, the rest of our crew on the air at 2:30 across this same sports network. We, of course, thank Justin Fuente for being with us and our two producers, Mike Mirovito on the audio side, Chris Fair on the video side. Biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First in Maine, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.